Welcome everybody, welcome to those new faces in the gallery who haven't been here. It's been a very interesting 3 days and we've got today and looks like half a day on Monday. But we're not sure yet because you just never know. Patrick, I'm not sure. Sitting over in the far right is Patrick McGarvey, our translator. We've got simultaneous translation, so councillors will put these in to beam in, and then Patrick helps. And there will be audio of every submission, so there'll be audio for those that want to hear those submissions in full Māori. Also, we do allow filming if they come in and out and they have to ask for consent prior to that, but we've been relaxed about that, as long as they don't get in the way of the submitter or councillors trying to ask questions. We do discourage any, at times the audience gets provoked, please try to refrain from clapping or speaking. We try to observe respect for every submitter when they're at the table so they get their fair allocation of timing. The timing on my left, JP Jean-Paul Gaston, for those of you who don't know him, starts the egg timer when you speak. Well, it's a cell phone, actually. And at 5 minutes, there's a little ding you hear quietly. Don't let it put you off as submitters. It then dings again at 9 minutes because every submitter has 10 minutes. If you're speaking for the whole 10 minutes, it allows no time for questions. If you wish to be very succinct, then there is time for questions, and when the questions have expired, we move on to the next submitter. I have apologies from Councillor Gould for lateness and Councillor Sarank after lunch, and she will be back as soon as that commitment is over. Do I have any other apologies? There appear... Thank you, Peter. Councillors are free to come and go. They all have some commitments that they need to also keep. Right, so we now... on to our next day of hearings. I'll declare them open. And firstly, we are hearing from Marinus, who is coming to the table, submission 998. And for us, it's page 104. Good morning, Marinus. We're pleased you're here.
Thank you very much, Your Worship. I deem it a great privilege that you've allowed me a few minutes to share my thoughts. I hold you all in great esteem, and I have done for many, many years. Over the years, I've been affiliated and associated with a lot of you, and some of you have become great friends. It is very difficult for me to come into the air and to just give you my honest opinion, but I'm here to do just that. So, Your Worship and councillors, I do thank you for the opportunity of being able to share my thoughts. I've lived and worked in this city for the last 40 years, but sadly I've never heard of the confusion, statements and rhetoric that has been going on ever. I've become to know most of you. Through all this time, you have mostly been as one voice. I'm really upset at the way the council has been divided and the city torn the way it is. This is my city, and I'm proud to be part of it. All because some people are trying to take away our democratic rights. You've heard so many people state their case as you are here in council that it is no surprise that you may become deaf because of all the submissions. Therefore, I will make my statements brief. You must agree that it is totally unacceptable for a group, be they Chinese, Dutch, British, Asian, of Te Arawa descent, to take up unelected positions on council. Not only that, but to be given voting rights is not democratic or lawful. I look at past mayors and see the way that they have adhered to democratic wisdom and the rights of others. I'm appalled to have seen the council meetings of the 18th of December being treated as a total push for one person's agenda. This is again unacceptable. I do vote for each one of you, and I did, except two, because it was my democratic right to vote one person, one vote. You are here because our democratic right to vote. And you were elected because people in Rotorua thought that you would represent them faithfully and honourably. You are sworn to uphold the witness of the people for the people. This has got to continue. Some of you have stood up and said that this is unacceptable and taken a lot of flack for simply being democratic. Not only that, but I think you've been called on the mat to resign from a society that stands for fair play and a democratic right. That is unacceptable also. Not only once, but twice. I implored them for their honest stance. Your Worship, you must know what people are thinking. Can I suggest that perhaps it's good to leave the things the way they are until next year's election? Then you can stand for what you want and the people will be clear on your stance. There's confusion in the city and I'm saddened by it. To see and hear people talk about the mess that has become the Te Arawa Partnership Plan. I'm not against Te Arawa having say or being consulted on issues concerning our city. In fact, I welcome it. However, I do strongly advocate against the way that you're trying to allow undemocratic right to them, one person, one vote. Again, there are four councillors affiliated to the Te Arawa already in council, and they were voted in by the people. You cannot do this to unelected people and give them voting rights along with those who are legitimately on council. The cost of all this is creeping up, and I've heard it said that the cost would only be $250,000 to $290,000. I believe that this is nonsense. The cost of all this, may I suggest, will escalate to at least $1 million or more if you do your sums. Councillors, I'm not here to change your mind, but to reason for democracy. I've never been part or involved in a society in any part of my life, but I am now, as I'm firmly of the belief that what is suggested is wrong and not lawful. Carrying this on will no doubt bring a judicial inquiry. I'm sure you don't want this to happen. Councillors, I ask you to think clearly. My greatest concern is not the political blunder I see or the pretending that an illegal plan complies with the law, but the morality of proposing to set aside democratic principles, values, and practices. So in closing, can anyone of the Partnership Plan's proposal look me in the eye and tell me that it is right to give unelected people power over other citizens? Right to give disproportionate power to one group? And the right to run up more debt to establish co-governance system that will cause more conflict? I look back over the last 2 weeks. I've seen thousands of white crosses on Flanders Fields. I've seen thousands of New Zealanders come together to honour those who died. They died so that I and you could have freedom and democracy. So what are you now saying? That they died in vain? Your Worship, councillors, it is to you we look for wisdom, democracy. Let this Te Arawa plan go and seek another way to engage with our Maori friends. Look at we doing the Te Arawa Standing Committee. It worked well for such a long time. Or check out and reason for option 5. Our future is in your hands. Don't let this city down. We voted you in democratically. Do so now. God bless you each, and thank you.
Thank you. Now, do we have any questions? Councillor Weeper.
Good morning. Thank you so much for your very heartfelt submission.
Thank you.
I just wondered if you were aware during when Kevin was mayor that Te Arawa Standing Committee members were actually invited to sit on We had three main committees at that stage, and they were invited to come and sit and participate and contribute. After a period of time, they chose not to do that. They didn't have voting rights, and also in much the same way as the Lakes Community Board people can do that as well. I just wanted to know if you were aware of that.
Yes, I was.
And also, would you support, because this is Te Arawa's proposal, it's their idea, and it seems that the ideas coming forward are others' ideas without talking to them themselves. I just wondered if you would support them being on the committees without voting rights?
Yes, I think I would go for that. But that you're looking at option three, I take it. I'm still against option two and three, but full-heartedly, I would suggest that option three would definitely be a better one than option two. But I do believe that there are other options as well available to council. Thanks, Janet.
Any other questions? Councillor Donaldson.
Good morning, Marinus, or should I say happy birthday, according to Facebook?
Oh, thank you.
So you're not the first submitter to raise this $1 million figure. And I just wonder where you get that from, how you arrive at the model potentially costing $1 million.
I think, thank you, Councillor Donaldson, I appreciate. We were working through it, that you had Te Arawa, you had the committee, they all have to be paid. You also will have others that will come alongside, you have secretaries. You will have other people there to help the people that will be coming on council. So by the time you figure it all out and the wages that would have to be paid, the cost would go up substantially.
Thank you. And I'll just ask a supplementary on that. Are you aware that Te Arawa have themselves said they will meet some of the costs?
No, that has not been made clear.
That's right.
Thank you, Your Worship. Thank you.
Now we ask Bryce Muddy for submitter number 402, page 62, and this will be requiring simultaneous translation. Good morning, Bryce.
Morena. Tēnā rā koutou. Tuatahi, e te honore, te manukura aromea koromatua, tēnā koe. Tēnā koutou, ngā mema o te kaunihera, me ngā kaimahi o te kaunihera, e noho mai nā i raro i te tohu o te kaunihera, te tūtahi, te rangatira Māori, me te tangata tauiwi, taha ki te taha. Tērā tohu, i raro iho, i tērā manu rangatira, te huia, i runga i tērā kupu kōrero, tātou, tātou. Nā reira, tēnā rā tātou katoa. Nei ahau, e tautoko ana i tēnei take, te tono tūhaurua Te Arawa. Kāre kore, ko pānuitia kētia e kōtau, taku tuhinga ki kōtau. Nei ahau, ki te whakatakoto, ki te hora ōku whakaaro me taku kōrero, hāngai tonu i tēnei kaupapa e tautoko ana i tēnei kaupapa. E toru pea ngā pou uaku kōrero, ko te pou mua, ko te kōrero Hitoria, tuarua, he paku kōrero, he pou āwhā, whakahē ana wetehi o ngā kōrero, o tērā rōpū tokoiti, iai te mokaratiki. Hoia, hoi nōra, ko te pou matua, te pou tokomana wa taku kōrero, me pēhea tāua e anga whakamua mō tō tātou taone takiwā oroturua nei. Nā reira, ko te paumua a taku kōrero, tuatai me mōhio mai, ko te nuinga o aku kōrero i rotu i te reo rangatira, hoi no ka whakawhiti au i rotu i te reo Māori me te reo Pākehā, te reo Ingarihi, tainua ki te wā mō kōtau patapatai, ka huri ki te reo Pākehā. Nā reira, ko te paumua a taku tautoko i tēnei kaupapa, ko te Hitori. Ko kōrero hea e tehe pāna ki ngā mahi o ngā hōia, i tērā wiki, i maumahara tātou, Kia rātou i runga i te kōrero me maumahara tātou. Nā reira, me maumahara tātou ki era mahi rangatira o amātou mātua tūpuna, nā rātou te whakaaro rangatira, te mahi tino rangatira, hei tākoha, hei tuku era whenua neke atu i te waru mano eka ke whakatū tēnei taone nei. Hei oranga mo te iu. Me era whenua, hāngai pū i te whai i te mātauranga, te piki i te aura, me te hauora, me era atu nā mahi tāpori mai, pākihi mai. Huenora, me maumahara tātou, ke era mahi rangatira o ngā mātua tūpuna ki te tuku era whenua, mai era wā tainua ki tēnei wā. Te wāhanga tuarua o te hītoria. Pāna ki ngā mahi i wāinga nui i te kaunihera nei me Ngāti Whakaue Otia ko Te Arawa Whānui. E tehe o ngā mea kaore i te pai. Tīmatara i te mahi o Tamihana Korokai. Nā roto i tēra, ka puta mai, ko te poari o Te Arawa. Nā roto mai i tēra, i roto i ngā tau, te mahi tuku para, a te kaunihera ki roto i ngā moana. Ka puta mai, ko te kreme o Kaituna. I ngā tau tataneira, e rā tu take, te taunga wakarere rangi tēra, te pū kahikatea ki te ngāi tēra, te ara ki te taha rāwhiti, ko te Eastern Arterial tēra. Me we tai atu, e hia ki engai ngā take, ngā kaupapa. Ka pau te kau taupea. Hoeno, takau miniti noa, taku kōrero, nā reira, he waiho era he whakaarotanga mā gōtou. Nā, ko te pau tuarua o taku kōrero, pau āwha, hei paku whakahe i wetehi o ngā kōrero o tērā rōpū tokoiti. I te mea, ko tēnei take i Wainganui a tātou. Ai, he nā mātou Te Arawa i whakatū tēnei, hei tono, hei whakaarotanga, me pehera tātou hei noho tahi, tūtahi, taha ki te taha, ki runga i te tepu. Nā reira, ko kite i ngā mahi tōranga pū, e pāna ki te tangata me te pōti, taku whakautu ki tērā o tērā kai kōrero, me pehera ngā list MPs, e hara rātou ngā mea pōti, e nari i whai, whai take rātou i rotu i te tērā whare pare mata, nā reira he rereke, you know, tērā āhuatanga. Hioi, mehemea he tino kaharātou ki te tautoko i ngā mahi demokrātiki. Kāre kore ko rātou nā e tino tautoko ana te whakatū i ngā Māori wards. Hioi anō, kāre tātou e taimai nei ki te kōrero pāniki tērā, ko taimai tātou ki te kōrero e pāniki tēnei kaupapa i Wainganui a tāu. Nā reira, ko tāku, tōku pau matua, tōku pau toko manawa, ko tēnei take he tīmatanga ki runga i te ara. Ki te anga whakamua tātou, ki te waihoi ngā tahi tātou, taha ki te taha, mo te pai ngātu, tēnā. Nā reira, waihoi rā, kōrero inari kua pānui taku whakarāpapototanga, that this proposal will provide a more meaningful, effective and meaningful and tangible partnership model between Te Arawa, between the council and Te Arawa. Ngāti Whakaue in particular, and Te Arawa as a whole. Kia ora.
Thank you, Bryce. And you will get a recording of these submissions. Have we a question? Councillor Sturt.
Thank you very much, Bryce, for your submission, and thank you for the translation. You spoke with passion. Bryce, I need, in order to counter and get a balanced view on these things, I as a decision maker need to have faith that you as a representative of Te Arawa, that if voting rights are given to Te Arawa representatives on two subcommittees, that will bring the effective, meaningful and tangible relationship to a better level than we currently have. Would you like to respond to that?
Well, absolutely, it would provide a more meaningful and effective component as opposed to the standing committee, I guess, which was the current model. And even that of an advisory, because all that would be as an advisory capacity, as opposed to having actual tangible and meaningful input into council, that would be for the benefit of the council as well, and Rotorua as a whole.
Does Te Arawa enjoy taking the Rotorua District Council to the Environment Court?
Not at all, but if it has to, then it will.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bryce, and your time is now up. So thank you for coming to the table. Did you want to add a comment or your support?
I'm supporting. Great.
And you're next. Great. Thank you, Bryce.
Bye-bye.
Move on to Alyssa's Tibbles submission, 305, page 57. And again, we'll need the simultaneous.
Kai aku nui, kai aku rahi, kai taku honore, te koro matua o Rotorua, tēnā koe. Ki aku kōeke, noho mai nei, tēnā koutou, nō reira huri noi tēnei whare, tēnā koutou, tēnā tātou katoa. He Ngāti whakau e tēnei, he Ngāti wāhi ao tēnei, he whānau apanui tēnei, he Ngāti porau tēnei, he tūhoe hoki tēnei, nō reira anei a hau, te uri, o Te Arawa waka, o ngā mātā waka hoki. E kōrero hia, e kōrero ana mō tēnei kaupapa, kei mua i Te Aroaro, arā ko te tū tono haurua o Te Arawa. Nā, kei te tautoko marika hau i tēnei o ngā kaupapa, nā te mea i te mutunga iho kei a koutou te mana o ngā whakahaere i tēnei takiwā o tātou, o Rotorua. Kāri kō atu, kāri kō mai, kei a koutou te mana. Ko koutou ngā mana e whakakanohi nei i ngā tūmanako, i ngā hiahia, i ngā moemoe o tātou. E noho nei ātīnana nei, engari rātou te hunga wairua nā rātou i whawhai, nā rātou hoki whakawhānake i tēnei taone hipi o Rotorua. Kia mōhio mai koutou, ka whakawhiti au i roto i ngā reo ērua, arā te reo Māori, te reo ingarihi hoki. Just for the record today, I'd like you to know that I was inspired by Te Ranga Takapu o Te Arawa, which is a Māori Emerging Leaders program that I've been very fortunate to be selected to participate in, and there's quite a few of us here today. Very recently we had Councillor Tania Tapsell come and speak to us and talk about local government and how important it is that we are here at the table and a part of the decision making. And that's why I totally support the Te Arawa partnership model as it's been proposed by Te Arawa. And as a member of this community, I've seen much work by the likes of people like Anna Morrison, who spoke yesterday, Potaua Biasini Tule, who's also here, and his wife, in ensuring that as many people across our community, our Māori community, understood what this proposed model is and the future impacts that could have on us as a people. I've sat in quite a few of these different submissions, and I thank all of the people in Rotorua community who have provided their points of view on this. My point of view is that this proposal was developed by Te Arawa, therefore already it is a meaningful engagement with our community. It was Te Arawa who outlined what specifically council could do. And may I add that the Environment Court has said that already this council here is not effectively engaging with our community. It's here, it's been recommended, and that's the reason why our people have come together to put this proposal forward. Now, I work for Te Taumata o Ngāti Whakaue Equal Aki Trust, so the original partners in creating this township are my people, Ngāti Whakaue. I'm a descendant of three original owners in this city. And in my work, I find that we run professional development. In fact, next week we're running a wānanga for 16 principals, local school principals here in Rotorua, to increase the understanding of Ngāti Whakaue and therefore Te Arawa identity, language and culture. And I can assure you that the changes that I see in greater understanding, effective partnership, we are definitely enabling that in our city. With that understanding comes greater, you know, what we're trying to achieve here today, which is partnership. We're not an interest group. I'm not from a knitting club. I'm not from, I do perform in an interest group, which is kapahaka. However, I'm tangata whenua. I'm not an interest group. I'm tangata whenua. I shouldn't have to even translate that. Nō tēnei whenua hau, Rauri Waru yesterday, he talked about Te Arawa, we have so much to gain from this, but at the same time we have so much to lose as well. We're not going anywhere. This is our home. It has been for over 25 generations, and it will be right up into the future. So for a long time, Te Arawa have been at the forefront of helping to, one, develop this township for all, and today as a Ngāti Whakaue person, we are still contributing significantly to the city to ensure that all of our tamariki, not just Ngāti Whakaue or tamariki or Māori children, but all have access to localised curriculum, which creates such a strong sense of belonging, which I found in some of the submissions is lacking. It's really critical that people know the history, not only of the city, but the reasons why we're in this place right now. The Te Arawa Standing Committee, as Te Arawa have already said, was not meaningful, effective partnership. But this proposed model is a great opportunity for us to work together. If I can just relay back to a waiata. Tūtira mai ngā iwi, tātou tātou e, whai a te maramatanga, me te aroha e ngā iwi, kia kota patahi, kia kota hira, tātou tātou e, tātou tātou e. I truly believe that by us coming together through the Te Arawa partnership model can help to realise your aspirations of a vibrant, fresh city. Tātou tātou. Kia ora.
Thank you, Alyssa. And we'll now have time for questions. Councillor Donaldson.
Thanks, Alyssa. I scrambled to copy down your whakapapa there, but much has been made of the percentages that make up the Māori community of our district, and that Te Arawa are a minority. But I'm sure in your whakapapa I recognise some non-Te Arawa waka, Ngāti Porou for one. So would you say that you are typical of Ngāti Whakaue, people who predominantly, I guess in the census, identify as Te Arawa, but have affiliation to other Māori in the New Zealand community?
Was your question, am I typical of Māori in this community?
Yes, having an affiliation to more than just Te Arawa Waka.
I can't speak for everybody, but I do personally know many people who have whakapapa that isn't just Te Arawa, and I specifically mention that because I believe that Māori, for example, Te Arawa, are in a better position to speak or represent Mā tā waka than some of the other proposed models that I've heard. So I just wanted you all to understand that not only am I representing Te Arawa, but also my other respective tribes
okay.
who live here. For a long time, Te Arawa have been working in partnership with Mā tā waka. Mā tātua marae is a perfect example of that. With the Tūhoe people and ensuring that they had a safe environment to come to when they came to the city. Mm. Same with my coastal relations, the Tai Rāwhiti hockey clubs. So I think that we're in a really good position to be able to enable some good dialogue and relationship building with Mā tā waka for the benefit of Rotorua.
Councillor Stewart.
Thank you, Elisa, for your submission. We're getting many mixed views in front of us. We have for the last long time that we've been sitting here. What's your reaction to the view of some in their submissions that the Te Arawa proposal is undemocratic?
In all of the evidence that I've seen, it is democratic. There's all the evidence there to suggest that this is a fair proposal, and it's been done by the people, so I support it. I've been quite saddened by the ignorance that exists in the city. I'm very impassioned in my work because I believe that by promoting belonging in the city for Māori and Pākehā, that we're creating a strong community, and essentially that's what we need here, a strong, engaged community that are willing to participate in decision-making. There's a reason why people don't vote, because they don't feel that people like you represent them and speak on their behalf, and I think that you have a lot of work to do in ensuring that that happens, because it needs to for Rotorua.
Time is up.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Thank you very much for your presentations. And now we ask Waitsu Wu, submission number 10, and it's circulated on the desk. Good morning.
Do you have a translator for Mandarin? Do you want it, Trevor?
For one, you would have got one.
Yeah. No, well, it's on the submission, but my submission has been missed, so I have to come in to ask for appointment. That's why. I'm saying, have you all got my submissions?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, okay. It's on the table in front of us. Okay. They got it this morning.
I haven't got it, so. All right. Okay. I believe my submission is short and to the point. As red payers, we have paid for all Rotorua councillors to look after everyone in the district. And councillors should ask themselves why they have not connected well with Te Aloha in recent years. I would like you to consider the following points. The first point, should you as councillors be more proactive in your attempt to connect with Te Aloha? Second, have you ever attended the Te Aloha meetings on related issues?
Yes.
Next, have you ever made sure that the Te Aloha opinion has been taken seriously? I also think an advocacy committee should be formed by Te Aloha. Such a committee needs to attend and speak at the council's meetings, but voluntarily. Lastly, as individuals, Te Aloha may wish to contribute helpful ideas to council that are in the best interest of the people of the Rotorua district. However, I don't want my rates to increase, and I don't want to have to pay for council expenditure that I think is unnecessary. My recommendations. In my view, as a migrant, it is very fortunate our community accepts every individual's upbringing and culture. I'm very grateful our district council also takes the same approach to local matters. It would be perfect if an efficient Te Aroha advocacy group was set up to advise council. In the same way, in the future, the council may even want to invite a Chinese group to help council with related issues. To conclude, I do not agree with the current proposal to have additional paid members of council. Thank you for your listening. Any questions?
I'd like to ask you one. Were you aware, Wetsu, that this is not council's proposal, that this is a proposal received from Te Aroha?
I know, and I heard the first speaker is because the council reckoned well, the Te Aroha board is not efficiently working with council, and that is what happened in the last few years. But I want to come back to the original problem. If Te Aroha people would like to contribute the efficient idea, why wouldn't the council listen? And why it fall out? Isn't that should go back to asking councillor yourself, which we have four of the council here is affiliated to Te Aroha. Why wouldn't they work efficiently before?
We don't answer your questions.
We're
here to hear your view. And you've made it very clearly. Councillor Maxwell.
I'd love to answer.
No.
Kei te pai. Zao Shang Hao.
Kia ora.
I want you to elaborate just a little bit more. You touched on when new migrants come in,
yes.
And we've had some wonderful citizenship ceremonies here. And the people, wherever they come from, China, Philippines, they've been speaking to us in Māori, Tuatahi first, and they've been really embracing the culture. I think you touched on it. Is it something you believe that we should try and initiate?
Taiwan aho. So I'm learning Māori myself. But in my migrants' point of view, as a council, you've been voted in as in a large population. So we should stay as it is. So it is a democracy in whole. You know what I mean? The concept is quite hard to explain. So if you're going to put the committee members have a voting right and get paid, it should be vote by everyone in large in Rotorua district.
Yes, you've made that point well. Any other questions? Councillor Wepper.
Good morning and thank you so much for your submission. I just wondered, do you mind that we, because obviously you're concerned about your ratepayer dollars and where it goes, do you mind that we pay people on our economy board, the Grow Rotorua, tourism board, airport board, they're all paid something, a salary. Do you mind that?
No, actually, I do mind.
You do mind?
I do mind. I haven't get to that point yet because there's a bigger issue behind. I do mind. I don't want to pay any more rates increase.
Thank you.
And I think it's not necessary to pay that. We should contribute as a volunteer. Thank you.
Councillor Rokawatate. Oh, were you happy for one more question? You had a bit more time.
Yeah. Yes, thank you, Your Worship. Thank you, Watsu. You say you don't want to have an increase in rates, and I think everybody probably would agree with you on that. But are you aware that when we failed a couple of years ago to listen to Te Aroha, it's cost ratepayers $1 million so far, and we're probably going to add another million to that before that matter is settled? So are you aware of that?
Yes, I know. I can read well. I probably can't express my English well, but I do read newspaper every day, and I do study on public matters. And I think that problem we already addressed, Steve Chairman. You already told me, because I asked you a question, why when you work efficiently with the Te Aroha board, and why when Te Aroha board have more willing people to contribute to the Rotorua district?
You have answered it.
Yep, I answered it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Next one.
We ask Francis Louis to the table. Good morning, Francis. It's your 10 minutes. So for councillors, it's submission 1492 on page 170. Good morning.
Good morning. I am Te Aroha Wahine Tuturu. May 6th, Wednesday, year 2015. Te Aroha Partnership Model. I support the model because of this. It honours the gift of kōrero. We are blessed with our oratory skills. We are never abusive when this gift is honoured. Te Aroha is the kaitiaki of all that Papatūānuku has bestowed upon all mankind. I do not support the alternative governance model proposed by the pro-democracy society because it disregards the significance of Te Aroha to this district. Te Aroha has a vested interest in the care and development of this region, and these interests are universal and beneficial to us all. Today, we can honour the past, empower the present, and strengthen our future together. Tātou, tātou.
Thank you, Francis. That's succinct. Are you happy to get some questions?
I'm happy, yes.
Yep. Has anyone a question? Francis, just ask, you talk about tangata whenua, Te Aroha, and in the treaty, that's the relationship that we need to develop. But we keep hearing about other Māori. How would you suggest this council engage with those other Māori?
Matawaka.
Okay. Depends on the reo. Te Aroha has its own unique reo. We have our own way of speaking. If other Māori can adopt that uniqueness, fine.
Thank you. Anybody else? Councillor Maxwell.
Kia ora, Hene.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. You just briefly touched on, but it is significant, that last statement, that the pro-democracy society disregards the significance of Te Aroha to this district. Could you expand on it a little bit more in what way?
What do you mean?
Well, it depends what waka they came on. Were they on Te Aroha? Were they on the waka? I didn't see them. My ancestors didn't see them. Yeah, okay, I'll read that again. Okay, I do not support the alternative governance model proposed by the Pro-Democracy Society because it disregards the significance of Te Arawa to this district.
Yep, fair enough.
And thank you. And thank you for coming.
Thank you.
I did see Nafunga. Ah! I think he'd rather paint pictures, wouldn't you, Nafunga? He was in our first exhibition. Good morning.
I would rather be painting pictures this morning. Kia ora koutou. My name is Tafunga Nōpera, and I am from Ōhinemutu, where my grandmother was from. My grandfather was from Whakarewarewa. And I'm just here this morning to say that I support in full the Te Arawa proposal made by Te Arawa. just now we heard from Frances, and she was talking about Te Arawa Waka. Well, I have I just want to kind of integrate her kōrero into mine, and also the speaker before Frances as well. Te Arawa is a big waka. It goes all the way from Tongariro to Maketu. And yes, in our whakapapa, we arrived here a long time ago. But actually, today we are all here in this waka together. There's a kōrero that put out by an academic based at Auckland University. Her name is Elizabeth Rata. And in her kōrero, she talks about democracy in Aotearoa and the reasons why Māori ideas around democracy are undemocratic. And what she says is that Māori ideas around democracy are undemocratic because they are based on tribalism. And I've read a lot of the kōrero in the paper in response to the partnership model, and I can see how people's uncertainty around this idea of tribalism might be affecting the ways that they might perceive the democratic nature of Te Arawa's proposal. But what I want to put to you is something that underlies tribalism, and that is the notion of whakapapa. All Māori people know about whakapapa. And whakapapa is a concept that binds everybody, not just Māori people. Within the concept of whakapapa, there is a taken-for-granted assumption that all things in the universe are related. So here we are in Te Arawa saying we would like a partnership, and what underlies one of the constitutions or one of the core foundations of our culture is a way to relate to each other, and it is embedded in whakapapa. And so on this waka we are saying, well, we are here. We have ways to relate with each other, and actually, since the onset of colonisation, Māori in Te Arawa have figured out very, very clever ways to enhance our well-being and to promote our identities. Te Arawa are a resource-rich people. We have always been resource-rich. We have very, very successful ways of enabling our rangatahi to go through a Pākehā education system and to end up as very, very well-functioning members of our community. For instance, myself, I'm from Ōhinemutu, and I was brought up in quite, by today's standards, quite an impoverished manner. And yet I speak to you today as an academic. What has enabled me to become an academic is the rich resources of my tribe. And I don't just mean the monetary resources, I mean the intellectual resources. If we walk in the CBD, the majority of street names are named after Te Arawa ancestors. Well, that's a really rich resource, an incredibly rich resource. And for me, being able to bind myself to my ancestors and their deeds, and also the resources that they left for me through land interests, I've been able to carve away from deep poverty to a really, really happy place of being. And those are the kinds of strategies that Te Arawa can offer council. When I think about the Te Arawa partnership proposal, I think, well, actually, who here really, really needs the partnership? if Te Arawa are resource rich, which we are, then actually we have a lot of cards. We have a lot of cards up our sleeve. And really, is it Te Arawa that needs a partnership with council, or is it council that needs a partnership with Te Arawa? We manage our affairs really, really successfully, and we will continue to do so. But what I put to the council is, how are council going to manage their affairs successfully? Council said last year, okay, we have a new vision. We have a new vision that is inclusive, vibrant, and beautiful. And council put to community the question, okay, well, how do we make this vision manifest? And Te Arawa have said, well, here is a way to make this vision manifest. Here is a way of communicating with at least our section of community to empower the decisions that you're able to make. But as soon as Te Arawa have made that proposal, well, it was three members of this council, actually, that said, no, actually, we don't want you to talk to us like that. We have ways that you are meant to talk to us through. And if you don't talk to us in those ways, then it's undemocratic. And as a result, we have the pro-democracy society of Rotorua. Well, my question is, well, I thought those three councillors, by being on council, were representing our interests in a democratic way. I thought they were representing the interests of community. But what it sounds like by them splitting off is that their interests are more personal, because they're already in a council, they're already in a forum that espouses and encompasses democratic ways of being. So, in summary, I just want to say that I think that by partnering with Te Arawa, council can be more effective in communicating the ways that we all, as individuals within communities, are able to relate to each other. Because underlying Te Arawa's foundations is the concept of whakapapa, which is all-encompassing. Kia ora.
Kia ora. And that was another perspective. That's why hearings are so interesting. Do we have any questions? Councillor Hunt?
Tāwhanga, the tribalism you mentioned, in my discussions with people in the community, that's been a concern for them. Now, you're an academic. Can you briefly describe how your thinking around tribalism, or has your thinking around tribalism changed over the years?
As I've grown older, I've gotten a much better understanding of how tribalism is perceived and how tribalism works. Before settlers came to Aotearoa, we had a really, really well-entrenched political process where, upon meeting people, you whakawhanaungatanga. You talk about yourself and your relationship to the whenua that you live in and that you come from, and you whakapapa as far back as you need to connect with a person, so that when you're speaking with a person, you know that you come from the same place. So my perspective around tribalism is that embedded in our ways of knowing is a political process that enables us to acknowledge that everybody is included in the tribe.
Tāpanga, could I just ask, we're weighing the balance of everything that we're hearing. Is it two world views here that are really oppositional, or is there a way to put two world views together?
If you know, I think there are a lot of stereotypes that define our reality today, and all too often it's easy to see somebody over there as being another or someone different. And it's all too easy to say, okay, well, they are different to me because they have a different colour. They have different coloured eyes. They have different coloured skin. They dress differently. They work in different spaces. It's all too easy to talk about difference. But what I don't think happens enough in our world, and especially in Aotearoa, is discussions around similarity. And I think actually Māori people and non-Māori people who live in Aotearoa have very, very, very similar foundations and values. And I think if we bypass the kōrero around how we identify personally and start to talk about the things that underline our identities, our core values, I think you'll find, Madam Mayor, that actually we are more similar than we are different.
The Maxwell.
Thank you. Kia ora, nephew. Seen this young boy grow up in Ohenamutu, I didn't realise you also became an academic. I knew you could paint and everything. A very good presentation. You mentioned about the hui a iwi that was held at Tangata Rua Marae. Were you present? Did you get the feeling there was a pretty unanimous support for this proposal?
I did, and in talking to my relations and my friends who are not just Te Arawa, but a wide range of people, I think people in my generation can see how this is positive. And people at the iwi were really, really at the hui a iwi were really, really excited. And I'm not sure if it was if the excitement was around the proposal itself or the possibility for something empowered. And that's where my thinking is. I think that regardless of what the outcome of these hearings are, that the possibility or potential for something positive to come from it is for me what is pushing my support for the proposal, because it's a pathway.
Mr.
This process, and thank you for your submission, Tāwhāna.
Kia ora.
During this process, of course, we've had people projecting fear and prejudice. So what if those people who are pro-democracy or against the proposal, what in your view, from a Māori perspective, and you talked about core values being very similar, how do you allay those fears? Is it trust? Is it respect? What are the elements that you believe that the similar core values that you said that we all have, regardless of this and colour of the eyes and all that sort of thing, what are those core values that we need to positively...
You need to put the question.
Big one.
Okay. Kia ora. For me as an artist, I'm very, very interested in process. It's very easy to identify an endpoint and say, I want to be at that endpoint. But actually, if you don't have a process to get to that endpoint, the chances are you might not get there. In terms of trust, well, trust is about process. I was in Hawaii last month, and more than a month before, I should say, and had a really, really great conversation with an Hawaiian artist and academic there. We were talking about practice-led research, and one of my friends asked her about this notion of trust in terms of being able to trust her practice. And the academic, Miley Andrade, she said, you know, trust comes from practice. In order to have trust in a process, you need to practice it. Well, when I read about what council does, I see so many different layers of different types of practice that it's almost like people are practicing different things, and when it comes together, it does not look like a structure that can be trusted. So what I think council really needs to work on is a process to make trustworthy and respectful relationships happen.
Thank you, Tāwhānga, and thank you for your submission.
Thank you.
And now we'll break for morning tea and we'll reconvene at 10:45. Thank you.
You should take my time.